ইন্ডিয়ান হেরিটেজ একাডেমি, করমঙ্গলা, নেক্সট টু পুলিশ স্টেশন, অ্যান্ড দে হ্যাভ কেপ্ট দি সাবজেক্ট টুডে, স্পিরিচুয়াল সলিউশন ফর ইনার পিস। মাই সাবমিশন ফার্স্ট টু ইউ অল, I am not a fit, competent man to speak on this subject, because I have not got inner peace. When I have not got inner peace, how can I speak about on this subject to others? A realist person, through spiritual solution, who has got that peace, he is entitled to speak on this subject. I am not entitled. Yet I am to obey the orders of the devotees. It is the standing order of our Guru Maharaj. Always pay respects to Vaishnavas, devotees of Supreme Lord. By their grace, you will get eternal welfare. For that, with that desire that I may get some eternal welfare, I shall try to speak whatever I have heard from the lotus leaves of our most revered Gurudeva and other Guruvarga, other pure devotees, and from scriptures to purify my mind. I am not a person to deliver sermons to teach others. I am not such a person. But I am to obey the orders of the devotees, because our Gurudev has told me, you are the servant of the servant of the servants of Supreme Lord. A servant is to obey the orders. They have made this program, so I am to come. But the question is very intelligent question. A spiritual solution for inner peace. By this, who has kept this subject, he is intelligent. Indirectly he is refuting the contention that there is no material solution. So we want to hear spiritual solution. By material development, by scientific methods of materialism, we cannot get inner peace. Indirectly, who has fixed this subject is refuting the contention of the materialists that they can give inner peace. They cannot give. Why there should be only spiritual solution? For that reason, a spiritual solution to inner peace. And cut. Now we see if you want peace, peace in English, several in several places I have heard, they generally mean peace means cessation of wars, cessation of disturbances, peace, there is peace. Peace means there are wars have been stopped, disturbances have been removed. So that we can, undisturbed way, we can enjoy this world. That enjoyment is our ultimate target. For that, wars are not good, and this sort of worldly disturbances are not good. For that they mean peace means cessation of wars and cessation of disturbances. But in India, peace means there is a positive side. Peace itself is an absolute reality. Om Purnamada, Purnagidam, Purna, Purnavudachyate, Purnasya, Purnamada, Purnavushishyate. Om Shanti, Shanti, Shanti. Viradharanam Upanishad. All these limited things cannot give us Shanti. Thrice Shanti, Shanti, Shanti. Complete reality, infinite, absolute. Absolute bliss or absolute pratyananda, absolute existence, absolute knowledge and absolute bliss. He can give actual peace. If you purna minus purna will not be zero. Those who have mathematics in BA or MA, they know higher mathematics, differential calculus. Infinite minus infinite is equal to infinite. Infinite plus infinite minus something. Infinite will remain infinite. Purna, complete reality, must be one. It cannot be more than one. Purna, if anything is outside Purna, then Purna loses absolute position, complete position. Purna means everything is included in it. Ekava dityam. Purna is one. Purna may have innumerable pastimes, but in different forms. But those forms ontologically are the same. For the satisfaction of the devotees, to fulfill the desires of the devotees, he may have infinite forms. But reality is one. King in court, king in harem, same. In court, when he remains in court, then that is majestic aspect. And in harem, sweet, there is all sweet relations are there. Personage is the same. Like that. Pura, if you think that our only goal of life to get Purna. All the human beings, if they are directed towards Purna, the Purna is the only necessity for you and nothing else. Then if you get Purna, others will not be deprived. Because infinite individual souls or corporeal souls, individual, if they get infinite, infinite will remain. So, if the human being's attention is directed towards Purna, your only necessity is Purna. And if he gets Purna, others also will not be deprived. But if you teach them, you are a live, this body, your body is the self. This gross body is the self, subtle body is the self. We are not seeing Atma. So there is no Atma. Nobody can prove it. As for example, in Assam, our Guru Maharaj, whose centenary function we are observing here, there is a great big meeting. All can participate. Many Muslims were present there. Holy one place in Assam, the business center. And one Maulvi was sitting just before Gurudev. Gurudev then submitted his prayer to the audience. If anybody has got any question, it is my request to him, don't put questions while I shall be speaking. Then my mind will be diverted. The speaker will not be able to discuss the subject for which he wants to say. And the audience also will not be satisfied. If anybody has got question, he may write it in a paper. After the meeting, I shall give 15 minutes, 20 minutes time to give answers to these questions. But if you get many questions, then here I cannot give. Where I am staying, you have to go there. Now, Guru Maharaj spoke for half an hour. Then Maulvi stood up. Swamiji, you are speaking of Atma Paramatma. My question is, have you seen Atma? Have you seen Paramatma? Nobody has seen. So you are deceiving the whole audience present here. Then the organizers who have invited our Gurudev, who invited our Gurudev to deliver his sermons, they are very much dissatisfied. They said to Guru Maharaj, you should not give reply to it. As we have already submitted a prayer, during speech, nobody should put question. Guru Maharaj thought it did not be good not to reply to the question. Then Guru Maharaj said, Maulvi Sahib is a very respectable person, learned person. Our Guru Maharaj, we have seen him wherever he goes, he is giving respect to all, giving respect. So they are all satisfied. He is a very learned person, he is religious minded, one head of the one religious group. Whatever he wants to know from me, if I give answer to it, I am not to deviate from the subject over which I am speaking. So you should not be disturbed. He makes silent all. And then Maulvi is satisfied. Guru Maharaj then said, Maulvi, I shall give answer to your question. Before that, I want to ask you something. Say, what would you ask? What is that, or what book, what is the name of the book you are holding in the hand? This is the name. I have forgotten the name. This is the name. My eyes were quite all right. And he is sitting just in front of them. I am not seeing. You are depriving me. You are deceiving me. Then other Muslims came. They saw the book. Swamiji, this is the name of the Buddha. What Mohali Vishal said, correct. Again, Guru Maharaj, I have got knowledge of Bengali, Assamese, and Hindi, English, but I am not seeing it. You all together are deceiving me, are when he said like that, what you are seeing? I am seeing some crow, one kind of bird you will find here, sat on the ink, after sitting in the ink, and put the footprints there in the paper. The footprints of the bird. What you say? You do not know Urdu? No, I don't know. How you will understand? No, I know Bengali. I know English. I know Assamese. No, no, no. You have to learn Urdu. Then you can see the form of the signs there and the meaning of it. That process, you have to learn it. Then Gurudev says, I want to say the same thing to you. If you want to realize, to know Atma Paramatma, you have to know the procedure. You have to know the procedure, how to see Atma and Paramatma. As I have got knowledge of different languages, but I don't understand this Urdu, the special subject, special language. So I have to learn it. You have to learn how to see Atma Paramatma. And for this, another instance I am giving. When our Guru Maharaj had been to Bombay, Mumbai, now this is Mumbai, Bombay, and with his elder god brother, Param Pujya Sridhar Dev Goswami Maharaj, and both were preaching in different places. And some NP engineer, the old persons can understand. NP engineer is a very efficient officer in the central government at that time. After retirement, he went to Bombay and became the president of the Theosophical Society. He came to learn that some learned Swamijis from Madras, Gaudiya Math, already Madras, Gauri, what they have started. They have come to Bombay and they are staying in a rented house to start one mart at Bombay. And he has got the address. He came to this place where our Guru Maharaj and Sridhar Dev Goswami were staying. Guru Maharaj was about to go outside to make arrangement of function. At that time, he reached there. Yes, we have heard they have started a big mosque there in Madras. Why the people of Bombay would be deprived? You should also establish one mosque here also, big mosque. And for that, you have to be known to the dignitaries of this city. In our Theosophical Society, many dignitaries, many rich persons and educated persons, they come. I have come with the proposal that you should go there and deliver your speech. Then you will be acquainted with those persons. It will be easier for you to get donation and get sight or the moth in this way. Then our Guru Maharaj told him, I was about to go, but God sent you. Yes, you shall go there. You sent your car. And at that time in Theosophical Society and Rotary Club, everything, medium was only English, the British regime. Now I had been to Rotary Clubs in Chandigarh, in Simla, etc. They use also Hindi. But at that time, only English was the medium. Sridhar Dev Goswami Maharaj, the senior godbrother of our Guru Maharaj, he spoke in English for 1 hour. In his speech he said, only the portion I shall speak which is relevant for this subject. Supreme Lord is absolute, complete reality, is infinite. So nobody can know Him. Nobody can know Him by His own endeavor. If it is said, such and such person can attain Supreme Lord, then Supreme Lord will lose His infinite position. Infinite will become finite. He is known. Infinite, absolute, cannot be known. Ultimately, it is absolute, full, nobody can know Him. And the time was there, at 9 p.m., they had to stop everything. And because all the dignitaries, they will go for taking the rest, to go to bed, all these things. And he stopped speaking. Then, NP engineer, your speech was very learned speech. But my one question is this. If Supreme Lord is infinite, absolute, nobody can know Him, if He is known by anybody, then He will lose His position. Then why have renounced the house and life? I have taken this ascetic order and performing so much penance here. You will not get Supreme Lord. If you get Supreme Lord, the Supreme Lord will become finite. Infinite is one. It is my question. Then Sridhar Dev Goswami said, you have given me time that at 9 I shall have to stop. I can speak the other side if you give time. Now, if a few minutes you speak. Then Sridhar Dev Goswami said, yes, when we can know the absolute or infinite by our own capacity or endeavor, then He will lose His position. It is true. But if He cannot make Himself known to others, if He has got no power to make Himself known to others, then also He becomes finite. If we know, He will be finite. And if He cannot make Himself known to others, then also He will become finite. This power is not there. So by His grace, we can. Grace will descend to a completely surrendered soul. Grace is always towards the going down like water. Water is going down. Water cannot go up. Grace of Supreme Lord, grace of absolute counterpart of Supreme Lord, Gurudev or Shuddha Bhakta, will descend to the surrendered soul. You will find in Gita. Gita, we have gone through this, where it is written, Ishvara Sarvabhutanam Hridyesha Arjuna Srishtati. Brahman Sarvodhari Jantrani Maya. Ishar, Supreme Lord, is residing in the heart of every living being. And all the living beings are regulated by Supreme Lord. Just after that, Tameva Sharanam Gacha Sarvabhavena Bharata Tat Prasparam Shanti Sanam Prasvashishyam. You have to submit to Supreme Lord, who is residing in the heart of everybody. Tameva Sharanam Gacha Sarvabhavena Bharata. Fully, with all engaging your senses and objects of sense organs, mind, intellect, everything for him. Submission means you have to give your energy, everything for the service of him, knowing that I am of him. I am of Supreme Lord. This body belongs to Supreme Lord. According to Gita. In Gita, it is said, Bhumi varpa nano vayu khangmana buddhi vacha. Aham karityam vibhinna prakriti ashtada aparayam. Ito sandang prakriti vidhi me param jivabhutang mahabhav jayadam dharja jagat. The two kinds of energy. Para energy, superior energy and inferior energy. Spiritual energy and material energy. This body is the outcome of the material energy. Earth, water, fire, air, sky. Subtle body is also the outcome of the material energy, mind, intelligence and perverted ego. But there is another potency, spiritual energy. The soul is the outcome of the spiritual energy, para potency. Potency should remain for the possessor of the potency. My potency works for me. Potency of all kinds of potency of Supreme Lord will work for Supreme Lord. When he is the owner of all the potencies, the product of the potency also belongs to him. This body belongs to Supreme Lord. The subtle body belongs to Supreme Lord. The Atma belongs to Supreme Lord. I have got to hold over my own body, own the subtle body, and also real self. I am of him. And take shelter completely. Sarvadhamman parityajyama megam sharam ahankam sarvabhavi mukkishyamaya. I shall take all responsibility. There will be no fear if you do not do any other duties. There will be no sin. You are of me, you should remain for me. If you serve me, you shall serve all. You will find in Bhagavad, there is one illustration. Yathat taramunishindirpantishkanda bhujopashaka pranavachantya jathendriyanam tadeva sarvahan ochyudetya. You pour water at the root of the tree, the whole tree, the whole part of the tree will be nourished. But without pouring at the root, if you sprinkle water to the different parts of the twigs and leaves, those leaves and twigs and branches cannot be nourished. The procedure is to give water at the root. If you give food to the stomach, then all other limbs will be maintained, sustained. But if you give food to the leg, the eyes, the ears, by that these parts, the limbs will not be maintained, nourished. Nourishment comes from the stomach. Stomach will digest and distribute nourishment to all. Like that. We are coming from Ochyuta Srihari. Nobody can be detached from him. Srihari. By serving Ochyuta Srihari, we serve all. We shall get satisfaction and give satisfaction to all others. And without serving, if we give something to others, they will not get. The procedure to serve all the jivas, all the demigods and everything, whatever is coming from Supreme Lord. Yatuva imani bhutani jayanti. Yena jatani jivanti yat prajanti avisham vidyat vidyakarta deva brahma. Therefore, he is Brahma. All the jivas are coming from Brahma. Your conscious principle, it will not be rational to say that all these conscious people are coming from the matter devoid of consciousness. Nothing cannot be cause of something. Something is the cause of something. As long as consciousness exists in you, so long you have got personality. When consciousness will leave your body, the dead body, nobody will touch it. Nobody considers dead body to be the person. Nowadays you are giving vote. If dead body is considered a person, if that be so, then those who are trying to get vote, they will keep their own voters by chemically. And if the dead body you take to the booth, cast vote, then the police will come to arrest them. That what you have brought? You have spoiled the holy place. This booth is holy place. It will arrest you. But if a person has got life in it, consciousness in it, but he is bedridden and he has come from the hospital, the conscience is existing there, oh yes, he can. But when consciousness leaves, then he has got no value. Nowhere in the world you find dead body is considered a person. When father dies, here in India, they burn it in cremation ground. There in the other system, buried, or it is devoured by some bird services. Different system. But nowhere, even in the atheistic country also, those who do not believe in the Lord, they will not criminally prosecute him. They have done a good deed. They have buried it well. Actually, nobody is considering this body to be the person. As long as consciousness exists, that thinks, feels and wills, that is the person. For that reason, all conscious beings are Satchidananda. You have written in this paper. Eternally existing. For that no conscious being wants to die. They want to remain eternally. Because if their soul, if their real self is not shot, he cannot have the desire to remain in this world eternally. A devoid of non-existent principle, cannot have the desire to remain in this world permanently. Have an existing principle. I am shocked. I am cheat. I have got knowledge. Devoid of knowledge cannot have the desire for knowledge. Devoid of happiness cannot have the desire of happiness. So I am Satchidananda. Minute Satchidananda. Minutest Satchidananda. And he is absolute conscious substance. The difference is there. Qualitatively same, but that is substance and jivas are the outcome of the parapotency or aparapotency are act according to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The jivas of the real self are the outcome of the marginal potency of Supreme Lord. We will find there. For that reason, potency should remain for the possessor of the potency. Then he will have peace. Peace will come to him. Peace is absolute reality. Absolute reality, absolute existence, absolute knowledge, absolute bliss. He is a person. your person, a minutest particle of consciousness, you think it to be a person. The absolute consciousness is not person, with absolute willpower, who can create infinite Brahmandas planets, who can destroy infinite Brahmandas if it is there in a moment. He is not a person. Person infinite, not person like this material body. Person in Svachidananda Vigraha. Svachidananda Vigraha. Eternally existing Vigraha is there. If there is no form in the cause, there cannot be any form in this effect, in this world. Nothing can be the cause of something. Something is the cause of something. That form is Raso Isha, Rajevan Labdhan, the Rosh personified is Krishna. But that you will find in Katha Upanishad, he said, there are two kinds of path. Two kinds of path. Sreyashtra Prayashtra Manushya Vedasya Samparitya Vivinakti Dhira Sreya Dhira Vipresha Vinati Praya Manda Chakakshanam Dhraniti Katha Upanishad. There are two paths. Path for eternal welfare and path for sensuous enjoyment. Generally people, you will find, they are after sensuous enjoyment. Easily they can get. There are two paths, rest in this human body. Other living beings, they have working, they are doing, they are moving out of instinct. They have got no conscience. But human beings have got conscience. Discriminating power between good and bad. Eternal and non-eternal. By he can give up non-eternal and accept eternal truth, Supreme Lord. By creating human beings, Supreme Lord is happy because this human body can worship me and get the ultimate goal, but which he requires, but other living beings cannot. But if we human beings do not engage our energy for the cause of all the living beings, Supreme Lord, he all exists, all knows, all bliss, then we are losing your chance. We are most unfortunate. We will be most unfortunate. This human body is not meant for only eating, sleeping, defending and mating, like birds and beasts. This human body is meant for worship of Supreme Lord. And not for nothing else. Sriyam means eternal welfare, path of eternal welfare and path of sensuous enjoyment. For sensuous enjoyment, at first enjoyment, when you enjoy it, it seems to be nectar. But consequence is poison. At the time of enjoyment, it seems to be very good, ambrosia. But consequence, poison. But in eternal welfare, in the path of eternal welfare, you have to control your sense organs. You have to change your practice of enjoying this world, and you have to engage your sense organs for the service of Supreme Lord. You have to stop your inclination for towards non-eternal things of this world. For that, it seems to be poison, like poison. But if you do it, if you do such practice for controlling all the sense organs so that it cannot go to the non-eternal things of this world, then you will, the consequence will be ambrosia. To wise, they will accept this eternal path of welfare. wise. They will get salvation. They will get the ultimate goal. But those are, they have got no conscience, devoid of conscience. They will accept this path of enjoyment. And they will have always restlessness and trouble. Too much restlessness now we find in this black age, Kali Yuga. In Satya Yuga, at that time, there are four pieties. At that time, they also enjoy. But they are not doing all these crimes, ordinary people. Killing children, killing women, killing some person, those they have not seen any time. No enmity with him, all these things. These horrible things, they, even demons could not think about this in Satya Yuga. Demons could not. In Satya Yuga, all used to speak truth. There is no liar. But when one quality diminishes, then in Treta Yuga, they cannot perform meditation. They are performing yoga. You have to offer the objects of your attachment to Supreme Lord. Omukaya Swaha, Swaha. So that your concentration may go to the object of the worship. So that we have concentration to the object of worship. That is the purpose. And that purpose was served in Satya Yuga with meditation. But in Treta Yuga meditation was not possible. So Rishi Munis, they prescribed this. In Dvapara Yuga, half-half. Half dharma, half adharma. Then in Dvapara Yuga people, ordinary people, they could not do meditation. They could not do yajnas. They are given to senses. So they have been advised to worship deity. You engage your whole sense organs. It should be one-pointed, all sense organs, objects and for the service of deity. Then you will have concentration. But in Treta, in this Kali Yuga, three-fourths is adharma, one-fourth is dharma. 25% you find. You are seeing the whole world. Whatever is written in this scripture, correct. And if you, being Satchidananda, your real self is Satchidananda, when you become averse to Sri Krishna, averse to Supreme Lord, you are enveloped by the universal energy and you have come to this world and passing through cycles of birth and death. And you are getting all these non-eternal things within your heart, ordered. That you have become, as much you will take all these non-eternal things, so much you will be restless. Nowadays, they have given so much provisions. TV, oh, video conference and video. So many things. You enjoy. You take all these unordinary things. The restless is too much. Even they have to earn money for the odd jobs, course, they have labeled it, course with odd jobs. And they have to engage their energy much to earn the money. And it has been imposed to them. Demand for enjoyment came. And for the enjoyment they have to earn money. For they have to labor hard. For them their trouble, restlessness became more and more growing. So much that nowadays everywhere you will find suicide, everywhere you will find crimes, and it will be more and more. You have to check it. This material science, materialism cannot solve it. We have to submit to the Supreme Lord. Supreme Lord is equal to all. Samoham Sarvabhuteshuna Vidyashrutina Priya. Everybody is dear to him. He is not undear to anybody in this world. If you take shelter to him, David Jesha Gunumi Gomaya Duratta, Mama Bujupra Maya Midan Torantiti, I shall rescue you from the Maya. Maya is my Maya. This is visual energy. Those who become averse to me, the Maya will envelop them. You take shelter to me. Nitya Nityanam Chetanas Chetananam Eko Bahunam Jabjati Kaman Tab Apakal Janupasati Dhira Tesam Santi Sarsati Nyetarsam Kathmanisham. Amongst the, all this Nitya, all this minute, eternal, individual souls, there is Paramatma over soul. Supreme Lord is there. From Supreme Lord, all these living beings are coming. Nitya Nityanang, he is Nitya, he is ever existing. Amongst all these non-eternal and amongst all these eternal conscious entities, minute conscious entities, atomic part of all humans. Chetana Chetananam. And he is the Chetana, he is the powerhouse from which all the Chetana is coming. All Chetana, conscious beings you are seeing, he is at the root. Chetana Chetanana. Eka Bahunam. In many he is one. And he can fulfill all the desires of the living beings of the world. Eka Bahunam, the Vidhati Kaman. All desires he can fulfill. We desire for all these material sense organs. The cause of this material sense organ is spiritual sense organ. And spiritual sense organ, the object of spiritual sense organ is Madan Mohan. When we become averse to Madan Mohan, we get this Madan, this worldly sense organs, and we jump into this fire. It dazzles like a phantasmagoria. When you go to the desert and you see mirrors there, sun is reflected in the desert from a distance place by optical illusion. They say that there is water there. If I go there, I can get water. But when you will go, it will be receding, receding, receding. Actually, there is no water. And ultimately, frustration will come when you become averse to Sri Krishna. Tasma idam jagat asesham asat swarupam. Svapnavam astha dhijaram kuru dukkha dukkham tadjava nitya shobhodha tanah varante maya buddha diva svadavivahavi. This Brahmas. Brahma is submitting prayer in Bhagavata instead. Not only this living being, this whole planet, whole universe is very, is temporary, transitory, is perishable. Svapnavam astha dhijaram kuru dukkha dukkham tadjava nitya shobhodha tanah varante maya buddha diva. Svapnavam, whatever we are seeing, we are dreaming dreams. When you will awake from the dream, everything is false. We are seeing this. Because of we have become averse to Sri Krishna. So this illusion has enveloped us and we are dreaming all these things. These are our relations like this. We are laughing, we are crying, all these things. That but no help. Tasmaidu Jyoda Sheshavasat Surupam Svapnavam Astadhishanam. If we engage our intelligence to it for the material development, he is very, 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 very cunning, very, very intelligent. No. His all intelligence wisdom has been vanished. To the shadow of he is giving his energy by getting enormous money. He will not get peace. Peace is Supreme Lord. Tasmaidam jagat asesham asat swarupam svapnavam astha dhishanam kuru dukkha dukkham. He will get severe suffering. But all are trying to get happiness. They are trying to get happiness. Yes, they think and we are engaging our energy for getting happiness. But they have got no hands, hindsight, no foresight. They committed a blunder. Running towards the mirage. You write about on Krishna. He is all existence. Oh, Supreme Lord, you are all existence, all knowledge, all this. When this individual sense organs, by misuse of their native independence, they become averse. They see this dazzling figure in this world. Oh, this is very, 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 very happiness. And they, like the insects, when they see the fire, oh, it is very deadly. And if they jump, they burn. They are burned there, like that. When we should jump here, we should be burned. We have to worship.